Councillor. We're reading from Psalm 62, and that's on page 579. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence. They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Low-born men are but a breath. The high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done.
Trying to be a bit more meditative during this evening service. There's less of us, and rather than a sort of more of a teaching talk, I thought we'd do more of a meditation talk. So I'm going to read out or talk more slowly and leave pauses. It'd be good if you just reflect and think about the things we're saying. And the main theme today is sort of depending on God. So I don't know what sort of year you've had. 2016, but obviously New Year's Day is a great way to look forward. So I wonder what sort of year 2017 will be for you. No one knows what it might hold, with Donald Trump, Brexit, and Syria, the refugees, things happening in our own lives too. But one thing we can be sure of, verse 1, Psalm 62, we read, my soul finds rest in God alone. So in the uncertainty and the fact that we don't know what's going to happen, I wonder who here wants to find rest for their soul, for your mind to feel silent, calm, composed, to sleep in peace, to have tranquility in your life. And that rest for our soul is harder to obtain than just wanting it. You know, we live in a busy, fragile world. For many, it's a dangerous place. But I wonder, you know, what causes your mind to be restless? What causes your soul to run too fast that you can't really slow down? Maybe it's the worries in the world. Maybe it's your job that's really busy and high-pressured. Maybe you haven't even got a job, worried about finances. Maybe the thing that causes your mind to be unsettled is even where you live, your house, your home, who you live with. Family members, easy to frustrate us, annoy us. Someone close to us is ill or even dying. It causes our mind, our soul, to be restless. Then we can't settle. Maybe it's friends who aren't being very friendly or loving. Maybe it's even something within ourselves that we're not quite happy about ourselves. Something we can't change, a burden that we've been holding on to. That we feel we have little influence over, that we can't change. And I guess King David must have felt something like this when he wrote inspired Psalm 62. You know, Saul, before David became king, Saul was hunting him down to try to kill him. Even when David became king, his own son, Absalom, was pursuing him to try and kill him. His own son trying to kill him to take over to be king. And when David sent out his soldiers to confront Absalom, David asked them to be kind and gentle towards him. But the soldiers killed him anyway. So his own son, who was trying to take over from him as king, not only he had to deal with that, the soldiers then killed his own son. And it sort of made me think, what causes me to feel hunted, to feel pursued? It's as if something's chasing me that I can't get away from. What can't I shake off? That feeling of dread that makes me worried and anxious. Something I just can't get rid of. And I guess for me, it's sort of feeling out of control. Like everything that I've got to do, all my responsibilities, my burdens. Sometimes I feel like they're all on top of me, like a big mountain of stuff that's on top of me, sort of consuming me that I can't get out of. But thankfully at times, most of the time I feel on top of things, on top of that mountain of things. On occasion, it's easy to slip into that thought that, oh, everything's on top of me, everything. I feel out of control, I feel there's a mountain of things to do, things that I'm responsible for, that overwhelm me. So we read in verses 3 and 4 of Psalm 62. You've got a Bible. Maybe if you've got a Bible, just hold Psalm 62 open. Maybe like in Psalm 62, verses 3 to 4, you're feeling a bit fragile. Like that wall that's leaning a bit too far over that you might topple over. Or it says that we can be like a tottering fence. Walls and fences are supposed to be strong and keep us together. But in the psalm, they're leaning, they're tottering, they're about to fall over. And we can feel vulnerable at times. We can feel weak. We can feel that things are out to get us. But we all need rest. We all want rest. Verse 1, we read that it's in God alone that my soul finds rest. In God alone. So easy to try to find rest in other places. Maybe we sleep a lot if we get some sleep. Maybe it's in the cinema, often sold to us as the great escape. Go and immerse yourself, escape into someone else's story. I read in The Guardian the other day that in the cinema, at least, 2017 has a new mood of despair. So maybe that's not a great place to go to. But maybe we can find rest in a book, TV, the internet. I think it's quite easy to mistake rest and relaxation. It's easy to relax, perhaps. It's harder to find rest for our soul. Maybe we try and escape from it all, ignore it, walk away, have a day off, maybe go on holiday, maybe slip into addictions to try and escape what we feel we can't control. But we can't really escape from things. We can't really put things off. Things are still going to be there. So in verse 1, in God alone, my soul finds rest. My soul finds rest in God alone. Verse 2, God's described as a rock, a fortress, never to be shaken. God is my hope, in verse 5, a refuge, in verse 7. And these are words that I guess comforted King David, but how can they comfort us? How can they become just words that we read? Words that may have inspired others. How can they inspire us? Now, the word I missed out in that list of rocks and fortresses, hopes and refuge, the word I missed out was salvation. It's four times we read that word salvation in Psalm 62. In Hebrew, the word salvation is Yeshua. Yeshua. That's like the name Joshua or Yehoshua, which means Jehovah is salvation, or God is salvation. And the Greek version of the name Jehoshua is Jesus. Jesus is our salvation. It's only Jesus who can fully and truly, completely, eternally save us from those things which may cause our mind, our soul, our spirit to be restless, to be tired. To save us from a busy, a fragile, a dangerous world. Things that cause our minds, our souls to run too fast. A feeling that we can't slow down. It's only Jesus that can help us, that can save us from those things. And I don't think Jesus removes us from the world or takes us out of our situation. Although prayer can change circumstances, quite often we remain where we are. But I think being saved and clothing ourselves with God's salvation, allowing God's Holy Spirit who dwells within us, to comfort our troubled spirits, to guide us into the truth, then we will find rest in Jesus. Truth that only God alone gives us rest, true rest for our souls. But how can we have confidence in God that He will provide us with this rest? Confidence that our salvation will give us rest. And I think, you know, God has promised it. He's done it already in the lives of others, in my life, I'm sure others here have found rest in God. So how can we trust God? How can we have confidence in God that He will give us this rest? Well, King David, when he was feeling troubled in Psalm 62, and maybe being pursued by his son or Saul or something that was causing him to feel restless, I guess King David could look back and see all those times, all those occasions when God had helped him. You could look back and think, well, He helped Joshua, He helped Moses, He helped Gideon, He helped Ruth, He helped Boaz, He helped all these people in the past. You know, we can look back and think, well, Jesus died and He rose again. He went off to heaven, but He's given us His Holy Spirit who lives within us to give us that confidence that God is with us. God's Spirit within us can give us that rest that only comes from knowing that we are in God, in His care. You know, we've heard stories of how God has helped people in this church, or even people we don't even know. We read stories and we know that God helps those who seek Him. We can look back over our own lives too and see how God has met our needs in the past, and I'm confident that He will meet them again, however big those issues may be, because God is strong and we read in Psalm 62, God is strong. He's bigger than anything we may face. We can have confidence because God is faithful and never changes. Always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So I invite you to allow these truths to settle deep within your soul. To think about the truth of who Jesus is. The truth of our salvation in Christ. The truth of finding rest in God alone. Not in those other places we may try to find rest in. The truth of allowing God to be your rock. Truth of abiding in the fortress of God's love and security. Allow those truths to permeate your soul, to dwell richly within you at the start of this new year. May they give you confidence that if we trust in God, God alone, God who is strong, whatever 2017 may hold for us, it is God who will give us real, true rest during this new year. Our souls will find rest in God alone, and only in God alone. I'm just going to finish with a prayer that's based on Psalm 61 and 62. O God, listen to our prayer. From the ends of the earth we call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. For you have been our refuge, a strong tower against the foe. We long to dwell in your tent forever. Take refuge in the shelter of your wings. May our souls find rest in you, O God. May our salvation come from you. You are our rock and our salvation. You are our fortress. We shall never be shaken. May our souls find rest in you, O God.